Yeah, okay. I want to go a little bit spend the I want to go in a little bit more to the Machlekes try to get a handle on Shittas Tosfos and Shittas Rashi and Tosfos. It's the Rabban we know. Rabban learns about you have to pay, but Pshut, you always have to pay the Hitzos. But there's a time of toil. The Makkah, by the way, the Makkah for the Din of Toil, we saw Rabban and the Rosh. The original Makkah is a riff there in Bamasir in Bamasir Kufalev B'Shem the Goinim, Sholchmi Mesifta. That if the Baal HaSodah says Toil Yitzchak of a Toil, he can do it. The Rabban learns that's the Yisoid over here also. Really, you should pay the Hitzos. You should pay the Hitzos. If it's a soda seyulita, if it's a soda seyulita, you have to pay not just the choice, you have to pay lufi masigoder, you have to pay for a gather avonim. It could be it's even more than the avonim. Fi the Ramban that it's a soda seyulita. Ramban calls it a soda seyulita. Fi rafuna for sure, it's a soda seyulita by avonim. Then I think it could be you have to pay even more than the Avonim. You have to pay the labor too, like a soda siyulito. Yoder el yoino. Rashi says kishasha solo here. I think Ramban also has a lashon kama odem roitz elitin for a gather Avonim. So what's the nekudah? So what does Chiyuv Rav say different? So Ramban learns Chiyuv Rav is mecharish that it's not a soda siyulikde ba'avonim. It's a soda siyulikde be'kanim b'zoh. That most people, if they have a soda, they'll be going to it either with intrusive brushes, or if they find kanim bezel with kanim bezel. So the sodas are suyolito, so to speak, with kanim bezel. And so why does that matter? Ramban holds bets, and that shouldn't matter. Who cares if it's a soda suyo, what it's a soda suyolito for? You should still pay the hoitzois. In a soda she'ena suyolito, you still pay the hoitzois. Says the Ramban, because once it's a soda suyolito, then you have the ga'inim, toil. You could say on the rest, you could say toil, because the Ramban Shita is, you can only say toil and what it's not osi for. What it's osi for, we don't believe you. You can't say toil. So what's if it's since according to Chiyuv Rav, the soda is asuya for a geder of Kanem Bezel. So Kanem Bezel you have to pay for that. There's no way out of toil. But for everything else, there's a mahalach of toil. That's the mahalach of the Ramban. The Fidei Ramban, it comes out that the etzim has to pay the hitzos. The hitzos, you pay the hitzos. You don't pay what you were nene. You pay the hitzos. But there's a new kind of toil, and that depends what the sodas are suyolito. Well, let's see tesis. Let's start with tesis. Then we'll go back to Rashi. Start with tesis. So tesis says, we'll see it inside. Stop tesis. Dmei kanim bezel. Fek tesis. Vin toimer. Maishna Mishoda Sheena Suyulito Dimnota Khavesh Loibishus Omra Bishmu Bashel Shamalai Yodya Tachtai. So he's asking Kasha and Chiyuv Rav. That's the Dibra Maskil. He's asking Chiyuv Rav. Chiyuv Rav said you only pay the Mekanim Bezah. Fred Taisus, why is this different than a Soda Sheena Suyulito? That you still have to pay the Yitzias? But it sounds like Tosfos is assuming that we're talking here about a soda that, so to speak, is Eina Asuyolito. He's comparing our case to a soda She'eina Asuyolito. Why does he think that our case is like a soda She'eina Asuyolito? Maybe it's Asuyolito. That's not talking about. Why? Tosfos could have asked. If Tosfos thought that it's a soda asuyolito, you should have asked stronger. In a soda asuyolito, you have to pay a yodei al yoino. Kishasha solo yair. That Tosfos doesn't ask. He asks a weaker question. Even in a soda she'ena asuyolito, you still have to pay the yitzias. So Tosfos is assuming that this is the equivalent of a soda she'ena asuyolito. Why is it a soda she'ena asuyolito? So one might say, because it's a bikkur, because a makom shenagu shelo lidda. Nagu shelo lidda is like ein asiyo lito. But that's not so pashut. That's only true if we're talking about the mechitzas apnimiyos. Shitas ha'taisus in Baba Kama. Here, Tais doesn't spell it out, but Tais in Baba Kama at least holds that we're talking about mechitzas hachitzonius. If we're talking about mechitzas hachitzonius, the mechitzas that are between the sodis and Rishus Rabim, so that might very well be asuyaligda. Ramban assumes that's the Ramban. The Ramban says it's a soda asuyaligda because between the Rishus Rabim and the sodis of other people put up gdar. Why does Tais call this? Why does Tosfos think that this is a soda she'ena asuya lita, so to speak? It's a soda she'ena asuya ligda. Compares it to a soda she'ena asuya ligda. It is ke'ena asuya lita. Hashem Shab, I think. Is the Ramban is saying, he's asking Chia Barav. Chia Barav says he paid to make Kanan Bezel. Tosfos assumed that the Pshat in Chia Barav is that the soda is asuya for only a geder kanim. That's the Ramban. The soda is asuya for a geder kanim. It's not asuya for a geder avon. And that Pesach asks, what does that help? Even if you're right that the soda is only asuya for a geder kanim bezel, it's not asuya for a geder avon. Who cares? And even in a soda she'en asuya liti, you still pay the hoitzois, and the hoitzois were avonim. Yeah, that's Pashut Shach and Pashut Kash. He's asking on a Chia Barav. L'tameh, Chia Barav, what's your taina? That he only paid the Mekan and Bezel. Why? Because that's what the Sodas are suya for. It's enough to Mekan and Bezel. It's enough to have a gather of Kan and Bezel. That's what the Sodas are suya for. So what? It's not worse than a Soda she'en asuya lita. It's not made for Eitzim at all. And you still have to pay the Eitzim of Eitzim. You also have to pay the Eitzim of Avon. What would the Ramban answer to this kasha? Ramban would answer, in a chenami, it's a soda she'en, you're right, that's the pshat nechi v'rap. It's a soda she'en asuya elu legede kanem b'zo. But what do you do with the kasha? But the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that you still have to pay the yesiyas. Answer the Ramban, that's only if you don't say toil. Like the Goyim said. But if you say toil, then you don't have to pay the Hoytzos. So over here, you're saying toil. That's good for the pshat. Over here, you're saying toil. So, but Tosfos doesn't give that answer. L'chayre. So that's what I wanted. I thought yesterday that it's Meduyk and Tosfos from the fact that Tosfos doesn't answer like the Ramban, that Tosfos holds that Toil is not Shayach over here. Toil is not, that Toil is not on the radar screen. It's not a Gemara about the Pshat Nechi of a Rav is not Toil. Why not? There could be many, many, many reasons. First of all, maybe Tosfos doesn't hold from Toil. It's not a Gemara. The Rif brings a Goyim, and maybe Tosfos doesn't have that. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, maybe Tosfos holds, like the Rosh, that if there was already a tine of toil, then even in a soda, then you wouldn't pay anything, because you could say toil even in a soda asuya lito. So why over here do you have to pay at all? It must be that you're not saying toil, or maybe like the Rabbi Kreger said that it's talking about a case where you saw the getter go up, and since you were quiet, so now you can no longer say toil. I don't entirely understand that, Rabbi Kvega, but Akapanim, for one reason or another, Tosfos is working without Toil. So what does Tosfos answer? By Marie, the shiny hocha, the motzi omalei lididi saigali bin the tirusa baisuzu, the komokim, the kind of mazel yoyle, the non sadi, the moya motzi kokach mazel yoyle. So Tosfos says, here it's different because you have a time lidis sagi. Tosfos could have said it easily, lidis sagi begeder kanim. Tosfos is more complicated. Lidis sagi begeder by zuzo, but there's an ansari that brings it back up to kanim. So that I spoke yesterday. Why Tosfos had such a complicated lidis sagi? Why not just say lidis sagi bekanim? Fine, so I said pshat because Tosfos was bothered by the bezoil. If it was just lidis sagi begeder kanim, so paid to make kanim, why bezoil? So Tosfos has this extra drain. So this sagli, even with less than a get economy. But a get economy, I would also pay if I had bizarre. Akapana, Tosfos Teretz says that you have a time of this sagli. So we need to see him love him. What did Tosfos gain? Lididisagili. Why is it Lididisagili? If it's a time of Lididisagili, then why don't you have it also by a Soda Shena Siulita? Every year to a Soda Shena Siulita. Why can't the Bala Soda say Lididisagili not to have Eitzim? After all, it's a Soda Shena Siulita. In the same way over here, you could say Lididisagili beget the Jews of Azuzo, or Lididisagili beget the Cannabisoil. Why can't you say over there Lididisagili not to have Eitzim? Over here, you can't say, why can't you say over here, if already we're saying Lidisagli, why can't he already say Lidisagli for no getter at all? If already, Lidisagli, not to have a getter altogether. Not Mitusur Bazuzo, not Kanemazel, nothing, zilch, I don't want to have anything. Some of the answer is that you can't say, because since we're talking about Mechitzis Chitzonius, everybody's going to Mechitzis Chitzonius to some degree. Nobody wants behemoths walking in from the Shisra Adam. So you can't say Lidisagili that I would be satisfied not to have any Shmir at all. That's ridiculous. Nobody's going to have a field and not have any Shmir at all. But I could do Netiusur Bazuza. I could hire a Shemir for very cheap or get a Kaitzim or something, whatever Netiusur Bazuza means. And that would be enough for the Shmir from the Shisra Adam. So Mela, Lidisagili, I could say, I don't need these Haitzoyis of Avonim. I would be satisfied just to have a Netirusa Bazuzu. But again, I don't understand. So why do I have the same thing over there in Yared? It's a Soda She'ena Suyulita. This field, most people don't plant trees here at all. They plant Tfuah, let's say. Rashi over there in Bava Metzia says they plant Tfuah. So why can't he say that these Sagili not to have trees here at all? What would place is Maisif? What changed from Tosfos Kasha to Tosfos? Tosfos and the Kasha also knew that this is a Soda She'ena Asuya Ligda Begeder upon him, at least according to Chiyav Arav. That's what Chiyav Arav said. It's okay, you're only paying it to make Kanim. So Tosfos knows in the Chiyav Arav that it's not a Soda Asuya for Geder upon him. It's only it's Sagile with the Geder of Kanim. So why not? So what's he Moshe from the Teretz? All right, he went from the Teretz from being. He was Moshe from the Teretz, the piece about Zuzo with Adan Sadi. You know, that Tosfos didn't have in the Kasha. Maybe in the Kasha he thought it's Asuya for Geder Kanim, and the Teretz, he's telling me something else, that it's even the Tirusa Bazuzo, but then Adan Sadi, it goes up to Geder Kanim. But that's only to account for the Bazil part. That wasn't Tosfos Kasha in the first place. Tosfos Kasha in the first place was, why do you have to pay, why not pay Avonim? But Tosfos already knew in the Kasha that it's only Asuya for Kanim. Tosfos is asking, you should pay the Hitzoyis of Avonim. Even though Tosfos knows in the Kasha, it's Asuya for Geder Kanim. But Tosfos is asking, you should have to pay Avonim anyway, because those were the Yitzias. Those were the Hitzoyis. So what's Tosfos answering? He could say, Lididi Sagili. We knew that in the Kasha, that it's Lididi Sagi for Geder Kanim. But still, you have to pay the Hitzoyis. And it's standard from Tosfos Kasha to Tosfos Teretz. So, in a way, it's two kashas. Number one, two problems in Tosfos. Number one, it's not so clear what Tosfos is adding in the Teretz that he didn't already know in the Kasha. He already knew in the Kasha that it's also for Kanim. So what's the Teretz that he can say that he's Sagili? Something magic in the words of Lidisagili. And if there is something magic in those words, what exactly is it? And number two, if already there's a time of Lidisagili, so why in Bometzio don't you have that? Like, what is the whole Kasha was? Why is it different than Bometzio? So what's your Teretz? No, here there's magic words, Lidisagili. So what do those words mean? They also have the same thing. They're also, it's a Soda She'ena Asuyulita. Most people don't plant Eitzim. So Lididei, it's Sagili, not to have Eitzim.
Rebbe,
yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara Bava Metzia basically say you can say Lidi Sagili? Like it brings the story after Rav and Shmuel. It says that Rav, we know Rav's din from the fact that he said Lo Ba'ina, I don't want it. then when he said Lobina, I don't want the trees in my field, like he was potter until it was like that. It's not like that. So we see the Didi Sagili in Bambitsi as well, no?
It was part of the Gemara that the Leibaino only changes it from Yodayal El Yoyma to Yodayal Atachtaino.
That's the first Lobaino. The second Lobaino gets rid of everything.
How did Rabbi Beferish it? Ela Micholit. There was also a comment to Rabbi, Omle Zil Shumle. Omle Leibaino. Omle Zil Shumle Yodayal Atachtaino. Okay, Leibaino, but it's still Yodayal Atachtaino. At least Yodi Ala Tachbeino. Omele Leibaino. Omele Leibaino. What is that? I mean, that's not a Chartaina. That's just what he said. That doesn't win. What was Rashi saying? It doesn't say that the second time he said Leibaino that he won. He didn't win. He still said Yodei Lachtein. The same Chazi the Godre becoming to law. From the Golei Dais and Nichloch, you still like Yodei Alayino. Now you have to be Yodei Alayino.
So doesn't that line show that he did win because it was only when he was Golei Dais that he had to pay, but before that he didn't.
I don't know. He didn't work. Rav, somebody came to Rav. He said Rav said Shum Leibayam Yodei Alatachtein. So the guy said Leibaino. Rashi says, "Any chafetz b'netiyasa, stay loving hoysali." Okay, and what it doesn't say what Rav responded to that, but that's what he said the first time. Leibayino, and Rav says you have to pay yodei latachtayin. L'chayr, that's it's not mashin word. It's the kanut tayin of leibayino the yipotu l'gamri. Why did the Bula Rishayin bring that? Taisus himself, in the kasha said that I saw the she'ena suyulito. You pay yodei latachtayin. Gets him Yodei Ala Tachtaino, but doesn't get him more than that. And then L'Soif Chazio, in the end, Rav saw that he's mamish being good there and he's taking care of the trees and he's tending to the trees. So Rav said, "Oh, Golas Adaitok, that by you as a Soda Soyolito, that you like the trees. So now you have to pay Yodei like Yodei Ala Yoyin. But in everyone below Yodei Ala Tachtaino." So, Shlomo Schwartz had a suggestion in Tosfos. I think it has a lot of merit. That we've been assuming that Tosfos is not like the Ramban, because Tosfos doesn't say Toil. The Ramban's Eitzo, the Ramban's answer to Tosfos' Kasha is Toil. Are you telling him Toil? Since the Toil is only a Suya for a Geder Kanim, he can say the rest, he could say Toil. We've been assuming that Tosfos, since Tosfos didn't give that answer, Tosfos must not hold from Toil. Someone suggested that maybe that's Tosfos' teretz. Maybe the disagali means toil. So this, I want to elaborate on this because this has to be, we have to work this through. The new idea that maybe when Tosfos says the disagali, that shiny hocha, the motzi omelele, the disagali in the Tirub Azazel, in a way, that's what the Ramban calls toil. Tosfos didn't use the loss of Toil. Number one, it's not a loss of Gemara, it's a loss of Gainim. So we're not Meshubba to the loss of Mechal. And number two, the word, even though the Ramban does use the word Toil in Agamara, really, Toil, the word Toil makes more sense in the Gemara in the case in Bava Metzia, where the Ilonis are on my field. So what what I say to the Yoyrit is, take the Ilonus away. Over here, the Geder is not on my field, because Mechitzis Chitzonius. Taisus learns, at least in Baba Kama, the Ramban learns, we don't know Mechitzis Chitzonius. So the Nikif is not saying literally, take the Avonim away. Why would the Makif take them away? Doesn't have to take them away. The Makif put up the Avonim for himself. What the Nikif is saying is, Mitzidi, I would be just as happy if you took the Avonim away. You can't come to me as a Yorid because you were Mashbiach, my Soda, by making it the Soda that's Godur. Because from my point of view, I'm fine. You should take the Avonim away altogether. That's what Taisus means. Meaning, from my point of view, I'll put it this way: if the Avonim were on my field, I will tell you take them away and we'll put up a Geder Kanim instead. So it's a kind of toil. It's a kind of tain of toil. If that's the shot, then I understand why. So then, if that's the shot, so first of all, I understand, you can't ask, so why do we say that in Bam Metzia? Why in Bam Metzia can't you say Lidi Sagli, not to have any Eitzim? The answer is, you could say Lidi Sagli, I don't want to have any Eitzim. But then you have to be prepared that he's going to take his Eitzim away. And that's not the case. The case is not, you didn't ask the guy to take the Eitzim away. If you went and said to him, take the Eitzim away, that's the din of Tov. Go in and say that you could, in the Chiram. Taisus could agree to that. But the case over there is that you didn't go over to the guy and say, take your Eitzim away. So in Melu, you can't say, Lidisagili. In Agamar, the Ged is not here. So you don't, here you're not, anyway, you don't say to the guy, even though the Ramban calls it a Tov, you don't literally say to the Makif Tov. Because it's, the market doesn't want to be told. I mean, you don't expect the market to be neitel. The market paid a get on him for himself. So you're not really saying toil. What you're saying to the market is, I don't need it. I don't need it. So that's what the Ramban calls toil. It's a kind of, I don't need it. If I don't need it, so then for me, it's not a, I don't need it. If I don't need it, then I don't have to pay for it. And in Echirami, that time is not really so shaykh in Bam Metzia, because in Bam Metzia, if you want to make that time, you have to actually tell him to take the Eitzim away, and that you didn't do. The Ramban says it's a Gemara about Tel. Second Bam Metzia, you don't say Tel. The answer is you do say Tel. If he says Tel, he says Tel, but he didn't say Tel. In Ag Gemara, Tekilu is always saying Tel, because in Ag Gemara, Tel is easy. In the Gemara Bam Metzia, Tel is hard, because you lose the Eitzim. The Gemara over here, Tel is free. You just say it in Tel, and he's not even going to do it. But you're allowed to say it to the extent that it's plausible. It's plausible, to make get the condoms. It's not plausible to say let's not have any shmir at all. Mel, I think it's also nicha. What was nishtane from Tosis Kasher to Tosis Teretz? What's nishtana is that Tyson the Kasha said, Tyson the Kasha thought, you know why Rechiya Barab says you only pay the Mekanim? Because you're only Nene, the Mekanim. Tyson asks, who cares what you're Nene? What the Sodas are, or maybe I'll say it better. Tyson the Kasha thought that the Pshat and Rechiya Barab is that the Sodas are Suya for Gedekanim. Tyson says, so what? A Sodas, so Luya Hey, then it's a Sodas Shaina Suya Ligda. Even a Sodas Shaina Suya Ligda Klau. Like a Sodas Shein Asuya leap the cloud, you still have to pay the Hitzoyis. So the fact that the Sodas is only Asuya for Geder Kanim is nothing. Taisus' answer is that you can have a specific timer. That's just what the Sodas is Asuya for. Because the Sodas is only Asuya for Geder Kanim, so you have a timer you can say, Lididis Sagli Begeder Kanim, as far as I'm concerned, you can take the Avonim away. And that in Bam Metzia you could also do, except that you didn't do it. You didn't say take the Eitzim away. Here you don't have to actually tell them to take the Eitzim away, because the Eitzim, the Avonim away, because the Avonim aren't even here. So here you could say the Disagili. I would be happy if the Avonim weren't here. I would be happy if it wasn't together Avonim. If I would be happy if it's not together Avonim, that's like a Kelda Katayna. It could be that Tosfos might even hold like the Rosh that you can say Toil even in a Soda has the Rosh holds. The Ramban holds you can only say Toil in a Soda she ain't asiyulito. In a Soda asiyulito you can't say Toil. The Rosh says you can always say Toil. The Pshut Toil, if it's Mahal, if Tosfos has to be like the Ramban that you can say because you can only say Toil up together a Kanan, but you can't say Toil on the Kanan and get a Kanan also. Like the Ramban's Cheshvin. It's not mukuch. Could be Tosfos might agree with the Rosh that in Bamitzia you could say Toil even in a Soda Shasiyulito. Because in Bamitzia you're putting your money where your mouth is. In Bamitzia you're really telling him to take the Eitzim away. So even if the Soda is Asuyah for Eitzim, you could say to him, Toil, take the Eitzim away. You're prepared for him to actually take the Eitzim away. The Ramban says you're bluffing. That's why the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban Mamsiya says in the Soda Suyulito, when you tell him to take the Eitzim away, we think you're bluffing. Because you don't really want the Eitzim to go away. It's a Soda Suyulito. So it must be that you're bluffing. So we don't believe you. I guess if he really does take the Eitzim away, if he takes you up on the bluff, if he calls the bluff, then he takes the Eitzim away and you pop there. The case where he doesn't take the Eitzim away. But you're telling him to. So he says, I don't want to pay, take the Eitzim away. So Ramban holds in the Soda Suyulito, you're bluffing. And the Rosh doesn't think that way. The Rosh says, no, even in a Soda Suyulito, you could say, no, I want to plant this. I decided this year I'm going to plant Tevua. We don't look at it as a bluff. You mean it really. You mean it sincerely. Take the Eitzim away. So in Mele, you could say Toil. But in Agamara, if he says, I don't even want an Egeder Kanim, I don't even want an Etirus of Azusa, I don't want any Shmir at all, here for sure you're bluffing. Because here, the guy's actually, you're not really saying Toil B'chal, the word's Toil. Tosfos doesn't call it a toil because you're not actually telling him to take the Geder Avonim away. What do you mean take the Geder Avonim away? It's not even on your property. Reuben was going there from the Shusar Abim, so we know Reuben's not taking the Geder away. So here it's not really literally a toil. It's a different time. It's morally equivalent. But here the time is called Luditi Sagili. I don't need your Geder Avonim. So you can only say that to the extent that's plausible. So what's plausible is if the Soda is Asuya for Netirus of Azuzo or for Cannabis Oil, if you would find the Cannabis Oil, so it's plausible to say, I don't need your Geder Avonim, with the Geder Kanim. And we believe that. We take that at face value because it makes sense. And Mimele, it's like you said, Toil on the Avon. But if you say, I don't want any Shmir at all, Lididisagili not to have any Shmir at all, that we don't think, that's not a serious taina because what is it even, that's altogether, we know that you're lying. Kapanim, that's perhaps a Mahalachin place. Happen in places of time of the disagili. The disagili, it's a kind of toil. Bekitzer, it's a kind of toil. It's not a literal toil, but it's a kind of toil. From my point of view, says the Nikif, I would be happy with the Geder Kanim. So as far as I would be concerned, as far as I'm concerned, you could take the Avana, you could take the Avonim and turn them into Kanim. Go refund the Avon, get a refund on the Avonim and put them in Kanim. With this island, somewhere I'm not high. By the way, it impinges on the issue, which I don't want to keep rehashing, but is Yair the Chiyah from Memayni Gabach? The normal assumption is Yair is a Chiyah of Memayni Gabach. So one of the problems that we had with that in saying Yair is a Chiyah of Memayni Gabach, that what does it matter that he said Lidi Sagili? Tosfos says it's a time of Lidi Sagili. What does it matter Lidi Sagili? But it's Memayni Gabach. He put out Hitzoyis and he was Mashpiach Yisoda. I said at the time, in the Ramban, it's not a kasha, because in the Ramban holds, there is a Memayni Gabach, but Toil takes off Memayni Gabach. I'm telling you, Memayni Gabach, take it back. But Tosfos doesn't say Toil, so it sounds like it's some kind of new taina of Lidi Sagili. What does it help Lidi Sagili? So you're not nana so much, you don't want it, so you don't have anything so much from it, but it's your son is more valuable. But if what we're saying is correct, that Tosfos is also kind of toil. That from my point of view, you could change your avonim into kanim. So then we're in the same then we're in the same Tosfos in the same position as the Ramban. Then maybe it is a din of Memayni Gabach. Maybe Yoyed is a din of Memayni Gabach. The tain of Lidi Sagili is a tain of toil. You want your money back? Go take the Avonim and bring them back to the store. You'll get your Avonim back. You'll get your money back. Your Avonim are by me in the Hashbach as Asada. Take the Avonim, bring them back to Home Depot. You'll get your money. That's the Memayni Gabach. But get economy, I have to pay because get economy, I can't say that in.
What was the reason Rebbe said that that guy can't say Lididi Sagi lead to not have anything? Because the Chorev, there's no walls up previously,
The Sod is certainly a suyo that it should have some kind of sphere. So we don't believe you. If you say Lididi Sagi get Kanim, or even Lididi Rusubazuzo, so we believe you. Why not? Lots of people only have Lididi Rusubazuzo. But if you say that he's haggling with no shmir at all, we don't believe you. Talk is cheap. It could be that Imam Mitzi also, you can't say Torah in a Sod Vasu Yulita. That's the Shita Say Amban. I mean, even if you hold like Tosis, even if Tosis holds like the Rosh, that in Imam Mitzi, you could say Torah even in a Sod Vasu Yulita, because there at least you're prepared for him to actually take his Eitzim away. So we'll take you at face value. But over here, if you say, I don't need any kind of shmir at all, so then why should we believe you? You know the Dubin's not going to take his, you know the Makav's not going to take the Getter away. You're not even saying the word Toil, because there is really no literal Toil over here. Even the Ramban didn't mean that it's literally, I don't think, meant literally Toil. What do you mean Toil? Reuben put up the Avonim for Reuben's sake. So you're just saying, I would be just as happy if you took them away. So you have to say something plausible. You can't just say, I would be just as happy to be homeless. I mean, we don't believe you.
But isn't it that he didn't have any walls to begin with? So maybe he's a
Gilu Das. So maybe he paid a shomer, but he doesn't go around without any shmir at all. Yeah, Yaakov. If that's Yaakov.
Yeah. Ellie. So didn't we say yesterday that the Tosos works very well with the Meiri from Bava Kamma with Shane Rishis Rabin, which is Hana? So if we wanted to say that Tosos is talking about Hana, not what the Ramban is saying, that's not Hana.
Remind me the Meiri.
Rebbe pointed out the Meiri and Bava Kamma with Shane Rishis Rabin between, we were asking how much Hana.
Right, Tosos is, the Meiri says it's not Savi by Nene.
And Rebbe said that it works very well with Tosos because it uses the same kind of Cheshbon that Tosos did.
I did say that. But I'll tell you why I'm not so happy with saying that it's a chiyuv, that Yared is a chiyuv. First of all, to say that Yared is a chiyuv Nene by itself, we had a lot of problems with saying that Yared is a kind of Nene. Two problems. Well, three problems. There's three problems with learning up in Tosis. That's the alternative. To learn in Tosis, it's a dim Nene. Yared is kind of Nene. And when he says, L'disagli, that means that's all that I'm Nene. Maybe that's the simplest translation of Tosis without all this fancy footwork. There's three reasons why I'm not happy with that. Number one, mitzad nene l'chayre, even if you would be sagile with the shmira of kanim or an etiuser bazuza, your field is worth more from a gather of avonim. L'chayre, your hana should be measured by how much more the field is worth. Even in the world of nene, never mind my money, but even in the world of nene, if I have a more valuable field, l'chayre, I was nene. That's number one. Maybe that's not insurmountable, but that's number one. The Meiri is talking about a regular nene. Shame, shesharav, that's a chiyuv nene. You didn't have to give the animal the amir. You didn't have to give it straw for supper. So you were nene. And maybe even may sarim bezoil, because you would have given it sarim bezoil, so that much you were nene. Over here, the chayr, the hano is not the hano over here is not the money that I saved. The hano is that I have a valuable field. That's number one. Number two, in other words, in the Meiri's case, in Bometzia, the Hano is that my animal got to eat Sa'irim, which makes the animal stronger. It's not what I would have given it, but it got to eat Sa'irim. So since I would have bought Sa'irim Bezoil, so it's called that I was Nene Sa'irim. In Agamar, what's the Hano? The Hano is not the money that I saved by not having to buy together. The Hano, I mean, maybe that's part of the Hano too, but a lot of part of the Hano is that my field is L'chayr, is that my field is more valuable. And that doesn't change just because I would be Sa'igalib and Jerusalem Bezuzah. But the mice have a more valuable soul. That's number one. Number two, we had all along the problem that how can you say that that Yared is a chiyuv nene? It's not mice of a mice of hemta or hanos gufay. What Tosfos in Bava Kamma Kuf Aleph says is the sin kwanan for a chiyuv nene. Number three, Number three, I have another problem. Because the Chiyuv of Yoyred, let's say by Sodesh Eina Siyulita, the Chiyuv of Yoyred is capped at the Hitzos. Even if the Shrak was more than the Hitzos, you don't pay more than the Hitzos. If the Din Yoyred was a Din Nene, then why don't you have to pay as much as you were Nene, regardless of the Hitzos? By Zen Nene Vizele Chaser, the Gemara said that even though we pass in Zen Nene Vizele Chaser is Potter, but by Shacharisu Das Yosa, if there was a little bit of Chisaron, so then you have to pay the whole according to most Rishonim, not the Ramah holds that. But most Rishonim hold that even if you had a little bit of Shacharisu Das Yosa, you have to pay the whole Hanah. So if every Yared was a Nene, so why is it capped by the Hitzos? Let's say the Shrach was more than the Hitzos. So why do I only pay the Hitzos? Okay, he only had a certain amount of Chisaron, but he had some Chisaron, so I should have to pay the whole Hanah. Well, the answer is, it's not a dinena because not ma'isav and ma'isav b'hemtei anoz kufi. It's not a dinena. It's some other din. Maybe imamayni gavoch. Maybe it's a takhanas chachamim. I'm not sure, but it's not. But the chayra, it's hard to say. It's hard to say that it's a regular din of nena. Imamayni gavoch is maybe more plausible. Hakan, I was thinking also that maybe I'm digressing, but I'm not so sure about the imamayni gavoch theory of yared either. I always thought that was the more plot. That's the most simple theory. The Yorid invested in Isois, and now the field is more valuable. So that's Mimayni Gavach. That's Mimayni Gavach. That's so poshut. Remember we had the case with the monkey, where the monkey took some paint from Reuben's paint, and he dyed Shimon's t-shirt. And now Shimon has an orange t-shirt, which is more valuable. And Reuben is out of paint. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara Bavakam Kupal, if the place is going on. Gemara says, Yipotim. Went down as the Shabbos Aveda, but let me see a pop. The Pesach over there is, what about Nene? The Pesach says, no, it's not Maisav and Maisav Hemtei, I'm not school fish, so there's no Chiyuv of Nene. Okay, but what about Mamayne Gavach? Reuben's paint has now been invested in making my t-shirt more valuable. So why isn't that Mamayne Gavach? It's the same as Yared. The only difference between Yared and that case is that there it's a monkey and here it's a person who has intentionality. But in Memoini Gavach, what does intentionality matter? You know, as far as Memoini Gavach is concerned, if there's in fact a svara that when I put my hitzois, my trees, into your field, and now your field is more valuable, we look at that as a Memoini Gavach. The trees have been converted into value of the field. So what does it matter if it was a yoyed or if it was a monkey?
Rabbi, didn't we say that?
What?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Didn't we say the case though wasn't Mamayne Gavach because not the end?
Yeah, but yoyed, I don't think yoyed has to be banned. Yoyed is not only if the trees were yoyed is only if the trees are banned. I mean, maybe that's chaluk. Maybe taka yored is different because it's old, but we'll say the dinin of yored is only if it's bent. I think the past is not the way. If I planted seeds and his field grew, it's also a yored. I don't think yored requires that it should be. Maybe we'll say not the way, but that's a very big chiddush. The past is that yored is he added sois and the field is mashpiach. That's a yored. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe in a chami. Maybe we'll say that the whole din of yored is when you have ben like a geder. Or you know, Kais Lavonim or Eitzim or yeah, Gemara has a case over there, like he built a house or something. Maybe in a Chanami, maybe in something that's not the end, there's no din of Yared. But that's a very big chiddush. I don't know. So I think it's quite possible that Yared is none of the above, that it's not Nene, because that leads us into all kinds of problems. And maybe it's not Mamayne Gavach either. It's a new din of Yared, that a person invests money to be Mashbiach my field, so I have to reimburse him. Maybe it's a takana, but that's maybe it's a tanudin. You know, actually, in a second, maybe such a sort. As far as Tosis is concerned, though, I think this is a valid mahalach. Maybe there's other mahalach, but I think it's a valid mahalach in Tosis. This much, yeah, I think Tosis is not saying since the day sagile, since he says the day sagile, so his hano is only the mekanim b'zot. Because that you could say by every yared, the day sagali without eitzim. So where's the hanah? That's I think not the pshat in places. So we have a pshat in Tosfos. Maybe the pshat in Tosfos is Lididi Sagili means that, as far as I'm concerned, you could take the avonim away, replace them with kanim. So it's like what the Ramban calls to. And then it's very gishmak. Then that you don't have in b'mitzia. I mean, you do have it in b'mitzia if you're willing to say toil, but if you're not willing to say toil, then you don't have it. You know, in b'mitzia, you have to put your money where your mouth is. You're saying you're willing for him to take the eitzim away, so you have to actually say you're willing for him to take the eitzim away, which you didn't do. Here, you don't have to say, I'm willing for him to take the avonim away. Here, you get to say, I know he's going to keep the avonim, but you get to say, but the deal will be enough. You know, I'm a mistapik b'mu'at. I would be happy with the get the kanim. And you get to say that, but only if it's plausible. It's plausible to get the kanim. But it's not plausible to say that I would be happy with no gedder at all, with no shmir at all. What about Rashi? Let's see what does Rashi say. Rashi is very, very sus, but I want to try at least to listen to Rashi. What does Rashi say to us? So what it says in Rashi is, Rav Huna said, l'fi mashe godar, b'chol yitzir shehitzi ben arishin yaksele mechzim. In Rav Huna, Rashi explains, you have to pay the yitzis. You have to be maximum half the yitzis. And Chiyav Rav says, d'mei kanim b'zel, d'omalei, l'didi sagli b'gedda kanim. Rashi doesn't explain the b'zel. L'didi sagli b'gedda kanim. V'i efshi b'hitzo shel gedder avonim. And I don't want the hitzo of a gedder avonim. Very sosim Rashi. What is this time of efshi by social gather avon? What is that? Why do I have them every year? Efshi by social etzim. Is there a din of yared or is there not a din of yared? If there's a din of yared, then you don't get to say efshi. I don't want a tzav etzim. What do you mean? There's a din of yared. So what is this time of efshi by social gather avon? So maybe he means like Rashi, like we're saying in Tosis. Maybe Rashi also means toil. Maybe efshi by social avonim means, as far as I'm concerned, you could take the avonim away. Efshi by social gather avonim. I don't want that hitsa. But Messiah, you can't say I don't want the hitsa unless you're willing to say take the hitsim away, and that you didn't say. But over here, you get to say efshi by social avon without having to say take the avonim away. Ulai. But there's a couple of things that bother me about that. I guess the main thing is, well, two things. First of all, according to Rashi, we're talking about mechitzas pnimiyos. So if you know mechitzas pnimiyos, why can't you really say take the getter away? You mean yeah, by social avon? Are you saying take the getter away? Say take the getter away. It's on your property. Rashi doesn't say that he's saying toil. But that's not so poshut, because even according to the Ma'adamah that it's mechitzas apnimiyos, it's not so clear if the mechitza, if the gedder is on both of their property, or it's on the property of the makiv. It's mechitzas the Rambam and the Raivad. The Rambam and the Raivad both learn mechitzas apnimiyos, but the Rambam assumes that the gedder is on both of their property, and the Raivad says, no, the gedder is only on one of their properties. The makiv made the gedder on his property, even though it's a mechitzas apnimiyos. But maybe Rashi was like the rival, that the gather's on the, it's still in Reuben's property, so you can't literally say title. But what's bothering more is, I think Rashi learns we're talking about the mechitzas apnimiyos, and it's a mokum shenagu shalei likta. Rashi himself in the Mishnah is at pains to say, it's really a mokum shenagu shalei likta. That's where the Rakaipim says it. It's a mokum shenagu shalei likta. Mistama, Nokash, Nogash, like the means they're not even going to be together of Kanim. doesn't say that they're not, that they're goyda with kanim. It says they're not goyda. So then why can't you say that ef she b'hitso shall gather klal? It's good. We don't know if chitzis chitzayni is. So avada, some kind of shmir he does have. Some kind of shmir is required. So he says, but he can say l'disagel even the tirus of azuzo or kanim b'zoil. But those are the normal things that people do. But the Rashi told me mechitzas apnimius. Mechitzas apnimius people do without entirely. What is this time that if she by itself shall get their avon? So to say already, if it's a toil, whatever it is, whatever it means, if you can say if she by itself shall get their avon, why can't you say if she by itself shall get their kind? By the way, yesterday I sent you a PDF with new developments, but today is already more newer developments. That's a formidable problem. What's this line over here? You can say yeshi together by social gather avonim, but you have to pay for it. So shall gather kind of that much here. You can't say the D. I don't need to gather at all. Well, I was thinking, and this already is in the new developments I sent last night. This already was from yesterday. The Mahalachim Taisus, that's new, but I'm thinking like this. It will say that the Chi of Yoyer, again, is not M'mayni Gaboch, and it's not Nene. It's like some kind of new din, maybe a takono, that even in a Soda She'ena Asuyulita, where I'm not interested in Eitzim, but if somebody came and he invested money, and he invested expenditure to make my field better, to plant trees in my field, so there's a din that I have to reimburse him. That's the din. It's not Memayni Gaboch, like the t-shirt. It's not Memayni Gaboch. Not as Memayni Gaboch. It's not as Nene. Not a Nene. It's not Maise Bhemtoi, Maise Gufoi, Hanos Gufoi. It's not Nene. It's a din that, again, maybe it's easier to think of it as just a Takonis Chazal. If somebody spends money to make improvements in my field, I have to pay him for the improvements. If it's improvements that even in Soda Shena Seyulito, I still have to pay him for the improvements. It's more Yodel Atachtoino. He can't come to me and ask for more than his expenses. He can't come to me and ask for more than the field is really improved. It's whatever is less. But there's a din that I have to reimburse him. But Neila, I can't turn around and say, but I didn't want a getter at all. Any more than I can turn around and say, I didn't want Eitzim at all. That's true. It's a Zodah Shem HaSuyulita. You didn't want Eitzim. That's why it's Yodei LaTachtayna. But nonetheless, within the framework of Yodei LaTachtayna, you have to reimburse him for his expenses. He made your field into a nice orchard. He planted trees in your field. It's beautiful. It's a nice orchard. Spent money. You have to reimburse him. Are you at other plans for the field? So maybe it's a tide of toil. Maybe the Goyim are right. There's a tide of toil. But outside of toil, and we don't know if Ash holds from toil or not, I don't think it makes a difference. But outside of, the bottom line is you have now an orchard. An orchard is certainly something better than an empty field. You had other things you were going to do in the field. You were going to plant wheat. But Lamaisa, what you had was an empty field, and now you have an orchard. An orchard maybe not be better than a field full of wheat, but it's better than an empty field. So he improved your field, and he spent Eitzois, and that's the din. You have to reimburse him for the Eitzois. But nonetheless, you have to reimburse him for the choice. You don't get to say, I don't want dates. But, says Chiyav Arav, you could say, even if I was planting Eitzim, Eitzim is limited really, is Eitzim or Eitzim, but you could say, let's say by a gedder, you could say, even if I was making a gedder, I was maybe not even planning to make a geder. It's a bikkur. Welcome shenogu shelo yilidur. Most people don't make a geder at all. But that I can't say. I would not have made a geder at all. But you made my field goder. A field that's goder is better than a field that's ain't a goder. And you spend money on it. So that's a din yoyot. I have to reimburse you. I have to pay. Yodei lechachayna, but I have to reimburse you for those sites. But if I can say, if I was making a geder, I would do it cheaper. I would do kanim, and I wouldn't do avonim, because that's enough for me. That's enough of a geder. I don't care that it doesn't last as long. By me, that's enough. So that already is a time. You have to pay him you have to reimburse him for making your field goder. Again, even though you were not planning to make the field goder at all, you weren't planning to have eitzim either, but he made your field goder. So that's an improvement. You have to pay him for the eitzos. But you can still taina that if I was being geder, I would have done the geder for cheap. I would have done a cheaper geder. I don't have to pay you for being geder in my field for your expensive musag. I could pay you. It's enough if I have less. I have to pay you for being geder in my field, but I get to say what I consider how I would have been going to my field. Had I wanted to be going to my field, I would have done it with Kana. And that's this taina. Efshi b'hitzo shel geder avonim. I don't want a hitzo. I wouldn't have done a hitzo of geder avonim. I would have done a hitzo if I was being geder. I would have been geder. But if I was being geder, I would have made a geder of Kana. And klapi the again, it works better if it's takana. Klapi the takana of Yared, that you have to reimburse the person's mashpiach your field. So you can't say, I would have done without the hashpacha altogether. Because that's the din of Yodei Al-Tachtayna. Fine, for that, that's why it's Yodei Al-Tachtayna. Because you wouldn't have planted Eitzim at all. So it's Yodei Al-Tachtayna. But Yodei Al-Tachtayna, you still have to pay. That's the takana. He made your field into an orchard. You have to pay him his eitzos. But if you could say that I would have done it for cheap, I would have done the same thing for cheaper. That is a taina. And since Lidei Sagile, your Lidei, well, actually, doesn't have the words Lidei Sagile, but since it is afterwards Lidei Sagile began the kanim. Since by him it's enough again the kanim, so he can say I would be guided with again the kanim. So you want me to be embrace you for the choice of being guided in my field? Yes, but the choice of being guided in my field with again the kanim, not the choice of being guided in my field with again the avonim. That I wouldn't have done even if I wanted to be guided. I think there's a revach in that. That would also explain why Rafuna didn't say bezo, and Chiyah Barav says bezo. So manishtana, how come Avonim is not, and it's Mavu and Rashi that Chiyah Barav is kefil yitzoy shayitzi, it's not bezo. So how come Chiyah Barav is, how come Rafuna is Avonim the way they Avonim at market price, and Chiyah Barav is mekanim bezo? So Tosfos says an eitzah. Because really, they sagi even the Jerusalem Bazuzu, but there's an ansadi that Kanem Anseli would have also done. But we don't have that in Rashi. Rashi learns no Lidi sagi even the Jerusalem Bazuzu. The Lidi sagi is Bekanem. So these sagi Bekanem. You don't want to see Yepshi by social avonim. But Kanem, why Kanem Bezel? Why come Chiyah Barav all of a sudden has a Bezel and Avonim doesn't have a Bezel? We grappled with this yesterday. The way I'm suggesting in Rashi, this will work out. We could say, that it's totally in the Shmachlaikas. Rav Huna says, since there's a din of Yared, there's a takon of Yared, the takon of Yared is you pay him his Eitzos. What are Eitzos? Gifi Masha Haitzi. What did he comes with his, he gives you his receipts. What did he pay? What did he pay in the hardware store? What did he pay for the Avonim? What did he pay for the Eitzim? He gives you the receipts and you have to reimburse him for the receipts. That's the din. Chiyah Barav is mechadish. That you can say to him, never mind what you paid for a geder. I only have to reimburse you what I would have paid for a geder. I would have bought a geder kanim. Well, by the same token that he can say, I would have bought a geder kanim, he can say, I would have found the bargain. Nevertheless, he only has to pay for a kanim bezel. But it's two sides of the same machlekes. Rav Huna learns the din is yatavei is yitzias. So Rav Huna holds yitzias means yitzias kefi mashahem. What were his real yitzias? His real yitzias were avonim at the retail price. Chiyah Barav is mechadish. You don't have to pay him his eitzos lefi mashahem. You only have to pay him his eitzos what you would have spent to do the same thing. So number one, the sagli began to kanim. I would have been going to with kanim. I don't need avonim. If I'm ready, even if I'm goyder, I don't need avonim. So I don't have to reimburse you for avonim. But you know, you will, I'm willing to reimburse you for your expenses, but not if you go to the fanciest store in town and you buy the fanciest material in town. Why should I have to do that? Right, there's a din that I have to reimburse you. You made my field goder. Fine, I have to pay you. I have to reimburse you for making my field goder. But choice what I would have spent, not what you spent. So I would have spent, I would have only bought cotton. And by the same token, I would have bought cotton bezah. I think that would be a side rabbi. Why, if you this mahalach and Rashi, why? Taisus, the bezah is not a problem at all. Taisus, if I can't, Taisus addresses the bezah in a different way. Because the really is tagileb into a bezuzu, but there's an ansade. So that's why there's a bezah according to Taisus. Not relevant to Avonim. But in Rashi, we have this problem of Bezel. How come Rafuna doesn't have Bezel and Chiyav Rav has Bezel? Lufi Advar Me'el, it's mamash an outgrowth of the original, it's totally in the, it's an outgrowth of the, it's a corollary of the basic Machaikas Rafuna and Chiyav Rav. Do you pay his Eitzoyz, did you pay Eitzoyz, like Rashi says, Lufi Masha, what's Rashi Loshen? Lufi Masha Goder, B'chol Yitzayshiv Shehoitzi, what he spent in actuality, what did he spend? He spent Avonim. Retail, that's what you have to pay. Chiyav Rav is mechadish. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay with the fee mashayitz. You have to pay the yitzis what you would have been mitzi. And the yitzag leave together kind of. I don't want to get myself on him. I would have spent together kind of. If I was buying together at all, could be the fees that comes out like this. So why the fee chiyav Rav? It could very well be that in every yoyer it's like that. That if a guy's yoyer and he plants in my and he plants in the eitzim in my field. So, I mean, Eitzim are Eitzim. I don't think there's anything equivalent to Avonim and Kanim. Eitzim are Eitzim. But if there's such a thing as Eitzim Bezoil, I don't know if there is, but if there's such a thing as Eitzim Bezoil, very likely, if you chiyav Rav, you would pay him the Eitzim of Eitzim Bezoil. Could very well be. According to chiyav Rav, you would pay Bezoil. Doesn't say otherwise. Yeah, Daniel.
At this point, why wouldn't we say within Rashi? Why wouldn't Rashi say that? Was it Yisagi Libe and the Tira Barzuza?
I think the way I'm saying it, that's also very Gishma. The time is not what I would have actually have done. The time is because in a Yerid and a Tias, I wouldn't have planted trees at all. What my time is not, I would have done it to Yusuf Azuza. I wouldn't have gone altogether, maybe. That you have to. So that's the din. That's the din of Yared. You know, it doesn't matter. He was Yared. He improved your field. He made your field golden. What you get to say is, but I would have been greater cheaper. So from a Geder Avonim to a Geder Kanim, Yeshmael comes about in Lachlig. That maybe that you should also shouldn't be able to say. Maybe Rabbanu, maybe that's your, you know, maybe that you also shouldn't be saying. Geder Avonim is better than a Geder Kanim. He was going to Geder Avonim. You would have done Kanim. Maybe you would have done that at all. But you have to pay him. But Chiyav Rav is that's Chiyav Rav says that even though there's again in a Takonis Chazal it's easier. Even though there's a Takon, you have to pay the if a fellow is going to your field, a field that's Goder is better than a field that's not Goder. So yeah, when somebody's going to your field, you have to pay him as you see us. But Chiyav Rav is Mechadish, you only have to pay him Yitzias what a normal Joe like you would have spent to be good to their field. He went and did it deluxe, that you don't have to pay him his Yitzias even. You would have been good to your field with Kanim. You can't say you would have done it through Yusuf Azuz. That's not called to be good to the field. You know, that much you do have to, that's not a field that's Goder, and this is a field that's Goder. And that's the din of Yoyred. You have to pay him. Yoyred is Mashbiach, your field, you have to pay him. But within the world of a field that's Goder, you get to say, but not your deluxe Asogos, my Asogos. If I was Goder, I would have done a Geder Kanim. Maybe I wouldn't be Goder at all, but if I was being Goder, I would do a Geder Kanim. Bezoil. The Melu, when I come to be, to reimburse you for being Goder in my field, I pay the Mekanim Bezoil.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But if the purpose of being Goder is to be Shamor, your fields should be your fields should be Shamor. So then Netir Barzuza would be also the same idea of Shamor, just cheaper.
But Goder is better than Shamor.
For what purpose? What makes it better?
It's Goder. It's 24/7. It's Goder. It's you don't have to, you know, it doesn't require any attention. Goder is more. And the Tirusa Bazusa means I would have, Hemis, if you're Rashi, you don't need a Tirusa Bazusa. It's you're talking about that between one bika and another. The minhag shelo could be you don't need anything. When bika la bika, maybe you don't need anything. Runya is machmir. He didn't want to do anything. That you don't get to say because fine, but it's better. But it's better that the field should be gone. If it's ayin hara, then altogether you don't have to worry about nitrusa bazusa because don't ayin hara. Nitrusa bazusa is not even going to help for that. Maybe. I mean, you can't chase Reuben away. Okay. Anyway, I want to go back. Let's see. Let's go further. We can't just sit here forever. The Gemara thinks Rashi says that Rabbi Yosi means Ben Omed Makif Ben Omed Nikif. So then, what's Bishlam Rafuna Dom Rakel Lufi Masha Godar? May look quite Rafuna that Rabbi Yosi is Mechayev Lufi Masha Godar. So Hainu Dikiv and Tanakama Rabbi Yosi Tanakama So Rakel Lufi Mekan and Bizel. Word Rakel again, I think it's funny. Tanakama So Rakel Lufi Mekan and Bizel. In Umasha Godalai, Rabbi Yosi Sover, Hakol, that's why Rashi stresses. That's why Rabbi Yosi said Hakol. That's the Nakudas HaMachalikas. Rabbi Yosi says Hakol, the Galgun of Hakol. As opposed to Tanakama, yes, you have to pay. Omer the Godar is Servius, you have to pay. But only the Mekan and Bezoil, not Lefi Masha Godar, not Hakol. So that works if you hold like Rahuno. El Chibarav, Domer Hakol Lefi Mekan and Bezoil. But according to Chibarav, that even Rabbi Yosi is only Mechayev Mekan and Bezoil. So my kim and tanakam or Rabbi Yosi. Id mekana bezola yikoyovle, my koyovle. Umar has three tools. Teretz number one. Ibo yisema agar netira ikabin ayam. Tanakam asova agar netira in the mekana bezola. Rabbi Yosi sova mekana bezola. Rabbi Yosi sova the mekana bezola. There's something less than mekana bezola. Agar netira. So Tanakama says, yes, if he builds the fourth geder, so now you're Shomur, you have to pay him for Shmira. But you have to pay him for the Shmira of Aganatira. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you have to pay the Mekan and Bezo. Aganatira, Rashi says, Yobli Aganatira. I thought maybe in this Rashi there's a sas diuk that the mechitzi is for ayin hara. When we were done in Rashi, we're talking about mechitzi sechlimis, what are they for? Ayin hara for regal behemo, it's mechitzas apnimius, and there are already mechitzas chitzaynis. Rashi mevakamas muhur. There are already mechitzas chitzaynis. So what's the point of the mechitzas apnimius? What's the hanof from the mechitzas apnimius? So we were done. Maybe it's a hanof of ayin hara, even though it's not the minhag to do it, but it's still a hanof. Or maybe it's like the ma'aseh of runya that you don't want your neighbors harisim walking around. We weren't sure. I thought maybe there's a ktsas remez in this Rashi that is taka ayin hara. Because the Rashi Loshen is Kashiba Kamisel, that's the Loshen word that base. Also, the Odom Lamid, Bis Lamid al Stei Chaveri Kashiba Kamisel, Aslain Har. So, and Rashi's Kilu, he's invoking, I think, with that Loshen, Kashiba Kamisel, the Loshen word by Ayin Har. That's when it's also to look at the field. When it's not the Kamisel, there's no Ayin Har. When it's the Kamisel, when it's fully grown, that's when you have an Ayin Har. So maybe there's a remez here in the Rashi of the Mechitza Pnimis is Taka for Ayinar. Akoponim, so the more suggesting in this first teretz that the Machalik is Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi, is Tanakama says you pay Netiru Subazuzo. Well, what the Gemara calls Netiru Subazuzo, the Gemara calls Aga Netiru. And Rabbi Yosi says that you pay the Mekanim Bizo. That's what's the Nekudas HaMachalikas? So let's think through the various shittas. Lefi the Ramban, that the pshat in Chibar Avz Rav Yosi, why do you pay to Mekana Bezel, is that really the Soda is Asuya for Nitirusa Bazuzo. But is that, or if people would find Kana Bezel, then they would pay for Kana Bezel. So the Soda is Asuya for Nitirusa Bazuzo or for Kana Bezel when Kana Bezel are able to be found. So it's called that the Soda is Asuya for Kana Bezel. But what does the Tanakhama hold? I guess the Tanakhama doesn't have that extra knetch of or Kana Bezel if they're available. He just holds from the most people that sagali Matirusa Bazuzo. He's myself. No, if they could find Kana Bezel, and most people do Kana Bezel, so it's called the Soda is Asuya even for Kana Bezel. That's the machlokes. But there's and Taisus. Taisus also says in Rav Yosi, in Chibar Avz Rav Yosi, that really it's Sagali Matirusa Bazuzo. But there's an ansadi that if he would find Kana Bezel, then he would have paid Kana Bezel. Again, whatever the lumdus and taisus is. So say the same thing. That extra knage, the Tanakhama doesn't have in this terrace. Tanakhama has sagali mitrusa bazuzo. But the extra knage that if he could find Kana Bezel, he would go for Kana Bezel, that he doesn't have. What about in Rashi? Rashi holds that the pshat in the Chiyah Barav, the pshat in Rav Yosi, why do you pay Kana Bezel? Is because it's sagili b'kana Bezel. It's sagili b'kana. That was Rashi's lashon. So what's the Tanakhama? So let's say Rishuto, yeah, Hashkof Rishayna. Tanakhama holds that it's l'didi sagili m'tusa bazuzo. They're not arguing with that. And that mitzis. The Rav Yosi says that's not plausible. What's plausible is the disagile get the canon, but that sagile bin the basus is not plausible. And Rabbi and Tanakhama holds that it's plausible even that it's sagile bin the basus. However, the thing I want to be masbin Rashi, Ramis was only mechitzas apnimius. Most people don't have mechitzas apnimius at all. Why, Taka? So we said. So why can't you say that he's sagli mitusa bazuzo? Be'aga natira. Why is only the sagli we get a kind? Why can't you say the sagli with no kind? Why can't you say the sagli with nothing? I said before, the Sama Rashi holds that you don't get to say that. That's the takon of yored. You don't get to say I wouldn't plant an eitzim here at all. But he was mashbiach the soda with eitzim. You have to reimburse him. You get to say, if I was doing what he did, if I was making my field into an orchard, I would have done it cheaper. If I was making my field gold, I would have done it cheaper. But you don't get to be a mevater on the din of yored entirely. Then what's that in Tanakhama? The Tanakhama is saying, you're being mevater, you're being mevater on the din of yored entirely. He's saying, the disagal even to Subazuzo. Let's maybe we'll say maybe this has to do with what I think Daniel was asking before, that maybe the Tanakhama holds that that's also called that the field is Godah. In other words, that's true. You don't get to say I would have not watched my field at all. I don't care about Ayin Hara. I don't care about the Arisim. I would not have done anything like Gunya said when you claimed. Turned out he was lying, but like Gunya claimed, I'm not makbet my tain. I would have done nothing. That you don't get to say. You get to say, if I was making my field golder, this is how I would have done. I would have done it for cheap. So if Yosi holds, kanim, you get to say kanim. That's called you being good to your field. You don't get to say less than kanim is not golder. And Tanakhama holds that, no, this is also kind of gather. It's Yusuf Bazusa, that my field should be golder. What's golder? Golder for my heart. Or so I would have, or whatever it is, golder for my risima. Let's say in heart. So where the Tanakhama holds, Even an aganatira, I'll hire somebody because Shiba Kamisa that he should keep people away. That's also called that the field is Godr. So that also goes into this time that I have that I could say, I hear that you're doing me, you're being mashpiach my field by making it shomer, but I could be making it shomer for cheaper, and that's a time even in the Nevi'ard. I had a aura Rashi over here says aganatira means a shomer. I would have hired a shomer. In the Gemara Baba Kama, you also have such a lashon. Did he sagili benetirus bar zuzo? There Rashi says netirus bar zuzo means a gather kaitzim. How come Rashi was Mishan over here? Rashi said netirus bar zuzo, aganatira rather, aganatira means a shomer. And over there, by netirus bar zuzo, he says a gather kaitzim. So, Masano Chavez Poshut. Rashi is bedaik the Lashon Gemara. Agar netira, agar means schar. Schar means wages. Schar shmir. Agar netira. Wages means a person. You pay wages to a person, not to a gather kaitzim. So, agar netira means I would have hired a person for a zuz. The Gemara in Baba Kama's Lashon is netirusa bar zuzo. Means a shmir that costs a zuz. That's not a lotion of wages. That's a lotion of what it costs. And if you use a bar zuzu, a shmir that costs a zuz, that's a gather kaitzim. For a zuz, you buy a gather kaitzim. Of course, that just pushes the question down the road. So why is the Gemara Mishana? How come over here it has a lotion of aganatira, and over there it has a lotion of tirusu bar zuzu? How can if it means two different things? I call the fiyah inyan. The Gemara over here is explaining the Tanakama. Tanakama says, Godur is Rishayna Vesashtisha, Shnei Vesashtisha's Potter, Haravi is Chayiv. So we're explaining a Chayiv, something that the Mishnah calls Chayiv, but it's not Chayiv as much as Hakol. Hakol is Mekana, is Mekanim, and this is less than Mekanim. It's not Hakol, but it falls under the heading of Chayiv, something the Mishnah would consider to be a Chayiv. The Gemara in Baba Kama is going on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Im omad nikif, the goder servius megadol nof asakol ha omad makif potter." The Gemara asks, "Shmami no zenenev zeli chaser potter?" Gemara says, "No, zenenev zeli chaser is really chayiv, but he could say lididi sagali mitirusa bar zuzo. So therefore, yes, he is chayiv, but he's only chayiv bar zuzo, and that's why Rabbi Yossi calls it potter. Omad nikif is chayiv." Omer Makif is potter. Potter doesn't mean mamish potter. Potter means you're potter from everything except in Terusa Basuza. So by us, Aga Netira is something that Tanakama calls Chayiv. In the Gemara Baba Kama, Terusa Basuza is something which Rabbi Yossi calls potter. So therefore, Hakol Lefi Inyan. By us, it must mean something that it's not as much as Rabbi Yossi, but it's not negligible. It's something that passes for it a lashon of Chayiv. So netirusa bar zuzu, Rashi holds, that's something that's not negligible. You can call it chayiv. You have to pay. Omer begodar esir ho revias mechayiv noisay. If he was going to the revias, then he's not potter. He's chayiv. Chayiv means he has to pay. How much does he have to pay? I don't know, 15, whatever it is, $100, $200. He has to pay whatever he would pay for a shema. I don't know about how much time. I mean, you're making out a check to the market. How much you would have paid for a shema? For how long? I don't even know. How do you even measure that? What I would have paid for a shomer, aganatira. For what? For a year, 10 years, 50 years. You're doing now a one-time thing. It's a one-time payment to the market for what I would have paid for a shomer. I don't know, very not clear to me. But akoponim, it's not nothing. It's what you would have paid for a shomer over a long period of time. So that could be called chayef, but it's not the same chayef as Rebesi. Rebesi is mekanim, that's more. For a whole field, mekanim is more. Masha enkein, the Gemara Baba Kama, it's talking about something that Rabbi Yossi called potter. Omad nikiv chayev, omad makiv potter. Why potter? And then if loy chaser is chayev. The Gemara says, yeah, you are chayev, but you only chayev netirusa bar zuzu. So that Rabbi Yossi calls potter. So it needs to be something that is so little that Rabbi Yossi could call it potter. That has something that's mamash negligible. So that's get the kaitzim. Get the kaitzim is bar zuzu. It's a netirusa bar zuzu. That's a get the kaitzim. Get the kaitzim is a mamash negligible expense. That the Mishnah could call potter. Interesting about Amora, when he quotes Agamora, he says that the Tanakhama holds that it can say when he quotes the Gemara, Agar Natira Ikebenayil, he calls it Agar Natira Barzuzah. Like he smashed together the lot that with the Gemara and the Tirusa Barzuzah and Agamar of Agar Natira. I said Balamar holds it's Hainuhach, not like I'm saying in Rashi. But I think in Rashi this is a close to track. Okay, let's see back. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Then the second teretz in Gemara. The boy saying, "Rishayin eshniya v'shlishis shikim v'nayah." Can a kamasar reveal to the yoyle? Aval rishayin eshniya v'shlishis lo yoyle. The boy says, "Rishayin eshniya v'shlishis nami yoyle." And a kamas says, "Yes, ho revi is chayev, but you're chayev for the revius, not for the first three." And the boy says, "Megalgam of a sakal." They both agree how much to make kanim. Some of them both agree that it's going in chiyav rab. They both agree that it's kanim. It's to make kanim bezel, but to make kanim bezel for how many walls? So Tanakama says, "Goder is a rishona, ves a shniyah, ves a shlishis, but harevius chayav. Yes, chayav for the revius." And Rabbi Yosi says, "No. When the makif is going to the revius, then the galvan always called. You have to pay for all four walls." So, of course, the obvious question is, so what's trapped in Tanakama? Rabbi Yosi is right. Now that he's a nene, so what's the yichus of the last wall? You're nene from all four walls. We have machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, "Krayotim based in chayiv, krayotim based in zaka." I say this was in Torah on each wall. There was a din Torah on the first three walls. And if I'm sober, the mayor of Yis Yovle in Godrum Akiv, the mayor is shayna lo Yovle, shekfar yotzum eim zakei bebeistim. Shehoyishom yomim rabim lo yiluloi. I'm not sure what's the pshat. There was an amida bebeistim, so what do you need yomim rabim? And if there wasn't an amida bevestim, then what do you mean kvayotzim zakei bevestim? So the chat is, how did it was amida bevestim? But why were based in mezakim? Why were based in mezakim? They were mezakim. Didn't they know there might be a fourth wall? I mean, what is based in doing over here? They see the guy's building wall, one wall, two walls, three walls. Oid Maat is going to build a fourth wall. It's going to be, he's going to have to. Why were based in mezakim? The Torah says based in was mezakim because it was Yom Rabim like that. He built three walls and it was Yom Rabim. So based in saw that he's not building the fourth wall. So they were mezakim. God the nikkav revius lo yovle midi kedepishes shekrayotzi they based in there. Rabbi Yosi leishna God the nikkav leishna makif megavin ol zakel bechulin the mekan. I'm just thinking now. What's the case of Horavius Mechaivinus? Reuben has fields on three sides. So that's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. Hamakiv Shaver Mishol Shechayse Rashi learns Shekona Gimel Sodis Vivste Chaveri. So Reuben only has fields on three sides. So what's this case of Horavius Mechayv and Noisi? But if he was going to the fourth, how is he going to the fourth side? He doesn't live on the fourth side. So Rashi in Bava Metzia, in Bava Kama rather, We grant the same view. Rashi Baba Kama says two possibilities. It can either see Rashi Baba Kama inside. It's very interesting. First he says it one way, and then he says it another way. I think it's tied into the pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama, the hemshuk of the pshat. But akapanim. But right now, let's just treat it as two possibilities. Possibility number one is that it means a new case. Reuben was on three sides, and he was going to three sides. But if Reuben had fields on four sides and was going to all four sides, then mechayev noisay. That's what Rashi in one place over there in Baba Kama says. Then Rashi later on says a different case that Revius means Reuben was on three sides, and he was going to three sides, and then Reuben went and bought the fourth side. It's not like a different case. The Horavius Mechayim is not a different case. It's just a later development in this case. Reuben was on three sides. Ein Mechayim Noisei. Horavius, but if Reuben then went, bought the fourth field, and then was going to the fourth field, so then Mechayim Noisei. Parenthetically, Mistama, the Gemara doesn't want to, I mean, the Mishnah's mashma, the case is Reuben was on three sides. Why does the Mishnah set up the case that Reuben was on three sides? Because you need a case of Omad Nikif. And we're talking about Mechitzas Apnimiyas. So how would it be Omad Nikif if the fourth side was the Omad Nikif? Well, never mind that. Maybe that's not right. But Akoponim, those are the two possibilities of it. That Omad Horavias Mechayven Oisei could be a different case. The Mishnah Mashma in this case he's Potter, but in a different case where Reuben was on four sides all along and was going to all four sides, then he's Potter. And he's Chayv, rather. Or you could learn the Diyuk of Harubis Mechayv, and I say that in this case Reuben had fields on three sides, so he's Potter, but if he went and bought the fourth side and was going to the fourth side, then Mechayv. So let's think now, which way is Rashi by Yosler? In the Harubis Mechayv, and I say. If Rashi's learning over here, it's like a new case. If he was there if he had fields on three sides and he was going to three sides, then he's Potter. But if he has fields on four sides and was going to four sides, then he's Chayiv. So how can you learn? So where does it say in this other case that there was Yomim Rabim, that he was Yotzim based in Zakai? What do you mean Yotzim based in Zakai? It's different cases. The case of Rishayna Shniyah Veshlishis is Potter is not the same case as Horavias Mechayvanoise. So where's the Yotzim based in Zakai? It's a different case. In the case where he had three walls, he's Potter, and he was Yotzim based in Zakai. But in a case where he would have had four walls in the first place, and Gaida four walls in the first place, then he would have been Chayiv. Where's the Yotzim based in Zakai? He was Yotzim after three walls. It's two different cases. There's a scenario where Reuben's on three sides and Gaida three sides. And that's the case of Potter. There's another scenario where Reuben's on four sides and he's going to four sides, and in that case, he's Chayiv. Where is there even a mokum to say that the Emes, the Gemara itself, it doesn't make any sense if you learn like that? The Tanakhama holds, yeah, he's Potter from the first three sides, but then when he makes the fourth side, he's Chayiv for the fourth side. If it's different, if it's two different scenarios, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. So this Gemara must be going that Harubis Mechayiv and Oisoi means Reuben had a field on three sides. Reuben had a field on three sides. And he was Potter. He was going there and he was Potter. And then he went and he bought the fourth side and then he became Chayiv. And Tanakham holds. He only stayed for the fourth side. From the first three sides, he's Potter because Krayotzim are based in Zakai. But then I don't understand. Why does Hashem have to make a thing about Yomim Rabim? Who needs the Yomim Rabim? Forget Yomim Rabim. What's the Yom Rabbi? Rashi's explaining. Why was the Yotzim based in Zakai? Didn't they know he's going to build a fourth side? The answer is, or something like that. What do you mean? When he built the three sides, he didn't have a fourth side. Reuben wasn't there on the fourth side. So of course he was Yotzim based in Zakai. It doesn't matter the time frame. When Reuben was there on three sides, he had fields on three sides, he built on three sides, so of course he was Yotzim based in Zakai. The next minute he went and he bought the fourth side. After he got the tour from Basin that he's bought from the three sides. So now he's a smart businessman. First, he went, he built the wall, he got the toilet, he spotted it from three sides. Then he went and he bought a fourth field and he made a fourth side. So he's got some based in Zakai. Who needs the Yomim Rabbim? The Yomim Rabbim only makes sense if we assume that Reuven was there all along from four sides, and he could have been guided from four sides. And he built three sides, and it was Omid Yomim Rabbim. So based in said, Yomim Rabbim, Mustami's never going to build a fourth side, so it will be Mazakim. But how could that be? The Mishnah says, Shamakim Zechaverim Yisholosh Uchaisa. Reuven's not on the fourth side. Either Godor Servius is a new case, or Godor Servius is like a new development, in this case that he bought the fourth side. Kachay kach, this Yomim Rabbim piece in Rashi doesn't make any sense. Any of that. Anyway, that's the second terrace of the Gemara. Anyway, the third terrace, that will leave tomorrow, the third terrace. In the third terrace, the two gesoys, the first the gesoys of the Gainim, and then the Lishna Chavina is the gesoys of Rashi and Tesis. Okay. Good. Till tomorrow.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Also, Rebbe, I have a question.
Thank you, Rebbe.